This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt's foreign minister has spoken with his Israeli counterpart about stabilizing the Cairo-brokered Gaza ceasefire deal. A statement by Egypt's foreign ministry said the two diplomats Friday discussed shoring up the deal, which has mostly brought a halt to fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. They hope that it will facilitate the reconstruction of Gaza. Statement said the ministers also agreed on the importance of coordination between the two nations, the Palestinian Authority, and international partners on securing communication channels to achieve peace. It did not provide any further details. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to the conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of the ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians, in Gaza. Biden also downplayed the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. The Iraq government, for the first time, is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week. It's a move that U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from the camp known as a breeding ground for young insurgents. The Marine General Frank McKenzie is a top U.S. general for the Middle East. On an unannounced visit to Syria on Friday, he expressed optimism that the transfer would happen. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday hailed the strength of the alliance between the two countries after the strains of the Trump era during a day of talks expected to be dominated by North Korea, China, and COVID-19 vaccines. After a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, the two leaders were joined by top aides in the state dining room for a broad discussion that included North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Moon told Biden that South Korea will closely work with the U.S. to achieve complete denuclearization and establish a permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula. Moon approached his Washington visit, he was hoping it would provide fresh impetus to his dream of building peace with North Korea, but U.S. officials have played down the prospect of a dramatic fresh initiative. U.S. President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in pledged to form a comprehensive partnership to accelerate vaccine rollouts to the world. Biden announced that the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. This marks the first commitment by the Biden administration for what it plans to do with the 80 million doses it aims to distribute globally in the next 6 weeks. Biden has said he hopes to use domestically produced vaccines as a modern-day arsenal of democracy, a reference to the U.S. effort to arm allies in World War II. At the same time, the White House has pledged not to attach policy conditions to countries receiving the doses as global vaccine diplomacy heats up. Germany has committed a further 100 million euros to the COVAX Global Vaccine Initiative and will directly donate up to 30 million surplus vaccine doses to poorer countries. That's according to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel urged other EU leaders to follow Germany's example in giving any leftover vaccines to countries that lack their own supplies. She was speaking at a news conference after a G20 summit on COVAX, which aims to ensure less developed countries can also vaccinate their populations. The German chancellor also said that the EU has pledged 1 billion euro in order to promote the production of vaccines in Africa so that it will be able to produce 60% of its necessary vaccines by the year 2040. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.